Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Welcome, Josie. And it's now March, isn't it?
It is. It's March at last.
Now, Josie, you're from Green Fingertips, aren't you?
I am indeed.
And today we're going to talk about what to do in your garden in March.
Indeed.
Over to you.
Lovely. So I want to talk to you about preparing your garden, if you like, and creating summer bulb displays. There'll be more going on the Facebook group as well. We've got a nice event coming up soon, which I'll talk about at the end. But I want to give you a few tips today on how to grow a beautiful summer bulb display. So we're coming into the time that you're going to be planting up summer bulbs. So sort of early spring to mid-spring, planting them up ready to kick off and all grow lovely and bright, colourful displays ready for you for the summer. So we can start now with containers, but I don't generally start planting my summer bulbs in the ground until around April time when the weather starts to warm up a bit and the ground thaws, if you like, because it is slightly cold out there at the moment. Whether you're in the ground or in containers, a good thing to remember is bulbs like free-draining good soil. So whether you're planting in a container and you're using multi-purpose compost or bulb fibre, or if you're planting in the ground, bulbs like free-draining soil. They like to have good quality soil for, obviously, nutrients. They don't like to be sat in clumpy, clay soil. So make sure when you're planting them in the ground, your soil is slightly denser. Condition it up a bit. Dig in some good compost or some well-rotted manure just to open up the soil, aerate it a bit and give the bulbs something to think about, something to like chew on, if you like, when they grow up bigger later on in the season. So when you're planting up containers, using multi-purpose compost is fine. Bulb fibre is good because it is free draining. They both contain good nutrients as well for when the bulb does grow. The bulb will hold a lot of nutrients for the plant as it's growing anyway. It is the food source for the plant. But as they grow and flower, they will need something more to take up from the roots. So good quality soil and free-draining soil is important. When layering your bulbs, start with the largest at the bottom. This sounds quite obvious, but sometimes it gets forgotten. Bulbs, they don't like to be planted too deeply to start with, but they need at least double their height in soil, ideally, when being planted. So if you start with the largest at the bottom, if you're layering them, and then you can plant smaller bulbs as you go up, so you get a nice various of different bulbs, different flowers coming through at the same situation, so place. Again, they don't like to be planted too deeply, but they don't like to be planted too densely. So separate them out a little bit. Just give them like one bulb size between each bulb. And as they grow and they'll naturally divide themselves, they'll naturally double or triple. It gives them space to grow and move. So that's a good tip as well. So a lot of people cram too much into a container or too much into one little space in a flower bed. And they don't grow well, they don't like it, they fight for space, fight for light, fight and nutrients, and you don't get the best display. So best to give them a bit of space, spread them out a bit, and then let them grow naturally. So on the 22nd of March, we will have a Facebook event going on in the Green Fingertips group, all to do with growing a beautiful summer bulb display. So it's called the Summer Bulb Event, and we will be talking you through how to start, how to get started with your planting up your bulb display, what you'll need to get started, any issues that you might come across through the season and how to tackle them and prevent them. And I'll be providing you with a guide to talk you through the whole process. So you're all welcome to join.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Josie.
Thanks for joining me today. And I look forward to talking gardening with you again soon.